All right, welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive.
Glad to be here.
Always great to have you. And today we're talking about something, well, kind of quirky.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know how planes, well, they kind of have this tendency to want to go left.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not the pilot's fault, right?
Nope, it's physics.
It's physics. And you sent over some great stuff about this. And we're going to be looking at, I think there's four main things we're going to look at.
Yeah, four forces. Four forces at play.
And those are torque, spiraling slipstream,
Yep.
T factor,
The weird one.
the weird one, yeah, and gyroscopic precession. And that one, just like that name alone,
Yeah, right.
sounds intimidating.
It does, but it's really cool once you wrap your head about it. And I think these forces are always there and pilots train to deal with them, and it's something that it's just always there.
So it's like a constant battle almost.
Yeah, they're always, working to counteract all those forces.
So let's start with the first one, torque. I feel like we've all experienced torque
Oh, yeah.
in some way. Like, I think the most common one is like if you're riding a bike and you really push hard on the pedal,
Yeah.
you feel that little,
Resistance.
yeah, that twist in the opposite direction.
Exactly. And that's exactly what's happening with the airplane, right? You have that propeller spinning in one direction, it's spinning clockwise, and it's generating thrust to move you forward, but there's that equal and opposite reaction, and that's the torque. And that's trying to twist the airplane in the opposite direction. So that's trying to roll the airplane to the left, and it's most prominent at high power settings. So when you're taking off, you're at full throttle. That's when you're really going to feel it.
And so it's basically that force, that counterforce, wants to like twist the plane out of its own rotation. Is that kind of what we're getting at?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Okay. Now there's gotta be some, I feel like there's also something to do with the propeller and its airflow
Oh, yeah.
that also contributes to the turning left.
Yeah, definitely. So you have the propeller spinning, right? And it's not just pushing air straight back, it's also creating this this swirling
So
motion.
it's not just like a jet engine,
Right,
more like
exactly.
a,
It's like a corkscrew, yeah.
okay.
Spiraling slipstream is what we call it. And that air is swirling all the way around the fuselage of the airplane. And eventually it hits the vertical stabilizer.
Okay, so it's like a giant fan is like blowing and wrapping around.
Wrapping all the way around.
Okay, and so what is it about that that makes the plane want to like yaw to the left, which is that kind of
Side to side.
side to side, yeah. I always mix up yaw and roll.
Yeah, yaw is the side to side, and roll is that banking motion
Okay. But isn't the rudder there to like,
to control that.
yeah, to
Yeah.
control that? So how is it that this airflow can overcome?
Well, it's adding to the force that the rudder has to deal with. So the rudder's job is to keep the plane going straight, but now you have this extra force from the slipstream pushing the tail to the right, which makes the nose want to go to the left.
So the rudders constantly have to fight that. Yep, a little bit of
Exactly.
it.
Yeah, it's like a constant, a little bit of pressure that it has to overcome.
Now, P factor, this is the one that I think I was really interested in.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned the propeller being like a mini wing. And I feel like in my mind, I was thinking, well, okay, they're both experiencing the same amount of lift if they're both spinning.
All right.
But you mentioned the angle of attack.
Yeah, that's the key, right?
I still don't quite get how that makes a difference.
Okay, so picture the airplane climbing, right? So the nose is up. The descending propeller blade on the right side, it's actually meeting the air at a steeper angle than the ascending blade on the left side.
So it's kind of like slicing through it.
Yeah, it's like it's biting into the air more.
Okay.
And because it's biting into the air more, it's generating more lift on that side. And that creates this imbalance that's going to want to push the nose to the left.
So it's not even a matter of like one spinning faster than the other or anything like that. It's all about the angle.
Exactly.
Okay. That is really interesting.
It's a subtle difference, but it makes a big difference in the forces.
And is there like a particular plane or type of plane where this is more pronounced?
Yeah, so aircraft with really powerful engines and big propellers, they're going to experience this more. Like a classic example is the P-51 Mustang. It had this really strong left turning tendency, especially during a climb because of that P factor.
Okay, yeah. I could imagine that being quite a handful.
Yeah.
So, all right. Now, the one that sounds like it's out of like a science fiction movie, gyroscopic precession.
Right, yeah. Yeah, this one is this one's a little mind-bending.
Yeah.
But essentially, it boils down to this. When you have a spinning object, and in this case, it's our propeller, it wants to resist any change to its axis of rotation. So it wants to stay spinning in that same plane. But when you have like a force applied to it, it's not going to react the way you might expect. It's going to react 90 degrees away from where that force is applied in the direction of rotation.
So it's almost like the plane is predicting its own.
Yeah, it's like anticipating that turn. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so like how does this work like during takeoff?
So, especially in tailwheel airplanes, where the tail comes up first during takeoff, you have this upward force on the propeller disc as the tail lifts up. And that force is translated into a sideways push 90 degrees ahead in the direction of rotation, which means the nose is going to get pushed to the left.
Okay, so that's why planes with the nose wheel, they don't really
They don't experience it as much.
experience it as much, yeah.
Yeah, because that force is more in line with the axis of the propeller.
Okay, so we've got these four forces all kind of like working against the pilot at the same time.
Yeah, they're constantly having to manage all of this.
And they make it look so easy.
That's why they're highly trained, right?
Yeah.
Understanding these forces is critical for them. To be able to anticipate and counteract them. So they're using the rudder, they're using the ailerons, they're even adjusting the engine power sometimes to maintain control and keep the plane flying straight.
And so it's not just like, oh, I'm just gonna, keep it straight with the yoke or whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot more to
There's a
it.
lot more footwork going on.
Yeah, a lot of footwork.
Yeah, so I guess the next time that our listeners are watching a plane take off or land,
Yeah.
they can imagine this little like dance of physics.
That's right. Yeah, there's a lot going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's like a hidden choreography going on.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been really eye-opening. I feel like I always just took it for granted that, oh, the plane's just kind of,
It just
it
flies.
just flies you. But there's so much more going on.
Yeah, so much more to it.
Well, thanks for joining us for another deep dive, everybody.
Always a pleasure.
And we'll see you next time.
See you next time.